This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient N, dictating a consultation on patient Jordan Nguyen. First name is Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N. Last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N Nguyen. Date of birth 9/19/2003. This letter is being written to Dr. Ann Toe. First name is Ann, A-N-N. Last name is Toe, T-O, Toe, Ann Toe. Address 87 North 6th Street, San Jose, California, 95112. Telephone number 408-279-1180. Fax number 408-279-6745. Dear Dr. Ann Toe, A-N, first name, last name Toe, T-O, Toe. Thank you for asking me to see this 18-year-old young male in allergy consultation period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Jordan has had history of food reactions and wanted family wanted an allergy evaluation, period. Number one, there is history of asthma for which he has taken some medications in past, but as of right now, he is doing well and has not taken any medications for quite some time. Number two, there is history of mild eczema for which he uses different creams, and overall eczema is in reasonably well controlled, period. There is history of food reactions, and there is history of food reactions to different foods. Number one, many years ago he had some peanuts and this resulted in some throat tightness and possibly some vomiting, period. There was no history of any urticaria, angioedema, or anything to suggest any shortness of breath, period. There was no emergency room visit, period. Number two, he had reaction to almond given in salad in a restaurant, which resulted in throat itching and some tightness and possibly some shortness of breath, period. This episode lasted for 5 to 10 minutes, and subsequently he was well, period. There was no emergency room visit required, period. He had another reaction with ice cream laced with cashew nuts and perhaps some other nuts. And within few minutes, he had throat tightness and some vomiting and itching, period. This reaction lasted for about an hour. For this particular reaction, he was seen in an emergency room and was subsequently discharged, period. Family is not sure if he received any EpiPen or not, period. There is a history of low-grade abdominal pain and diarrhea with banana, period. There is also a history of some oral mouth itching around in throat with watermelon, period. These reactions are probably representative of allergy to ragweeds, because there is some cross reactivity between ragweed pollens and certain fruits, period. Jordan has EpiPen, but it has never been used, period. New paragraph. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. We talked about food allergies and the various precautions that need to be observed in children, in patients with food allergies, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I got some RAS testing, and the results are as follows. He had mild reaction to cashew nut, chestnut, pine nut, pistachio, sesame seed, peanut, hazelnut, almond, coconut, and walnut, period. He did not have any reaction to nutmeg, poppy seed, pecan, and Brazil nut, period. Obviously he is still reactive to different nuts, although at a low level, but I would recommend that all these nuts be avoided, and he should continue to carry EpiPen, period. Allergy testing revealed moderate reaction to grasses, trees, and a very small reaction to grasses, trees, and weeds, period. This is quite consistent with diagnosis of springtime rhinitis, and he certainly can use any antihistamines if there are any significant symptoms, period. My final diagnosis, number one, history of asthma, doing well. Number two, history of eczema, doing well. Number three, history of food reactions to number one, almond, number two, peanut, number three, cashews, number four, history of oral allergy syndrome to banana and watermelon. My treatment plan: avoid all the offending nuts. Number two, keep EpiPen available and use it in case of any reaction. Number three, retest every 2 to 5 years, and perhaps then he can be challenged to see if any one of these foods can be tolerated without any significant problem, period. Overall, I believe he should do quite well, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regard and dedication on patient Jordan Nguyen.